Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's meditation and application to our daily faith life is found recorded from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 40 to 45. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed." As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. And he strictly warned him and sent him away at once and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them." However, he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places, and they came to him from every direction. So far, so good text. In Christ Jesus, who has cleansed us from the leprosy of sin, dear fellow redeemed, we know that all diseases, all illnesses that come upon mankind have come upon us because of sin. But of all the diseases that were prevalent during Jesus' day, probably the worst was leprosy. Why? Because leprosy had attached to it the stigma of punishment because of sin. Lepers were looked upon as being cursed by God, punished because of some particular sin for their leprosy. There's at least three cases in the Old Testament where we see that the Lord did place leprosy upon three people because of their disobedience and their rebellion. Miriam, Moses' sister. Gehazi, which continues our story of Naaman, when he tried to get the clothes and food from Naaman. And King Uzziah. All received leprosy because of their disobedience. Well, that is the background. Let's read again the first verse of our text. "Then a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, 'If you are willing, you can make me clean.'" That same event is also recorded in Matthew and in Luke. In Matthew we read, "And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.'" And in Luke we read, "A man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus and fell on his face and implored him, saying, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.'" It's important that we read from all three of these texts to get a better picture of what's happening here. Was this leper a believer in Christ, or did he just want to come to get healed? Well, from our text, the Gospel of Mark, we can't tell. But when you read Matthew and Luke, you see that there, the Gospel writer said he called Jesus Lord. And in Matthew, it says he worshiped Jesus. And so we see this man's faith in his request for his healing. First, we see his humility. We're told that he got down on his knees. In fact, Matthew says he fell with his face to the ground, showing real humility, reverence for the Lord himself. Secondly, we see a true confidence. He knew that Jesus had the power to be able to do this. He knew that he was full of leprosy and that this man was the Son of God, the Savior of the world. He could do anything. And yet he didn't say, "Jesus, I'm full of leprosy. You're going to heal me. I deserve to be healed because I've been a good person. I obeyed my parents. I tried my best." He left it for the Lord's will. He resigned himself to his Savior's mercy. He said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." And so in that testimony we see powerful faith in this man's heart. A humble, confident trust that Jesus could do this if he so willed. To those who are standing around, this is not only a shocking thing, but this is contrary to the Levitical law. If you had leprosy, you were not to get within 6 feet of the closest person who was clean. And if they came close, you'd cry out, unclean, unclean, so that no one would accidentally come within your area there and touch you. But this man knew that if he did that, if he cried out unclean, the crowd that was around Jesus would probably run away from him, and he wouldn't have a chance to be able to talk to Jesus. So he cast that law aside. He fell on his face before Jesus' feet, and he cried out for Jesus to cleanse him. So what does Jesus do? Does he reprimand the man and say, don't you know the Levitical law? You shouldn't come close. Does he say, you could have contaminated all these people? Does he back away in horror, thinking, I might be touched too? No. His heart was touched. And with that great love, he looked at the man's great need. He saw his humble faith. He was so moved that he did something that was unheard of and unacceptable in Jewish circles. We're told he put out his hand and touched him. That now made Jesus ceremonially unclean. That was unheard of. Touching a leper was second only to the defilement of touching a dead body. As we said, Levitical law said you had to stand 6 feet away. And if it was a particularly windy day, you had to stand even further away than that. Rabbis believed that God had specially cursed lepers, and therefore they disdained them. They didn't have anything to do with them. They wouldn't even talk to lepers, much less be found in their area. But not this rabbi, Jesus. This rabbi, the Almighty Son of God, didn't recoil from touching this man and healing him and bringing him back into society, into the family of God. When it comes to requirements and the regulations of the law, love and compassion take precedence over rituals and regulation. The touch showed Jesus' love. His word performed the miracle. And so in answer to the man's plea, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean, he said, I am willing. Be cleansed. And the healing didn't just take time, like when you take medicine and it kind of slowly takes away. We're told it was instantaneous. We read, as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was full of leprosy, we're told, and he was cleansed. Jesus' next words may seem kind of strange. We're told, and he strictly warned him and sent him away at once, and he said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone. Why would Jesus say that? Well, there's been a few guesses as to why. Perhaps Jesus didn't want him to tell everybody because then people would be flocking to him to be healed, and he wouldn't have an opportunity to be able to speak or preach or teach because they'd all be wanting to be healed rather than hear what he had to say. Possibly, as we heard last Sunday, he felt they weren't ready for this. They weren't ready for him to proclaim that he's the Messiah. He wants to first bring the word of God to them, and then he'll show them that he can do that by his miracles. Or perhaps it's because the more popular he became, the more popular was his hatred and opposition to him. Already at this time, the priests and the Sadducees and the Pharisees were following him, trying to trap him in his words. And the more popular he became, the greater their hatred, planning to kill him. But that was not yet for a couple years. Or possibly, Jesus didn't want the priests to hear about this until the leper shows up at their door and says, Jesus sent me. Here I am. Jesus did this. For you see, the priests of Jesus' day were some of his greatest enemies. They didn't believe that he was the Messiah. They didn't believe he was the one called in the Old Testament to come and bring salvation to people. They called him a Sabbath breaker because he actually performed miracles on the Sabbath day. He was guilty of blasphemy, proclaiming himself to be the Son of God. This leper would walk up to the high priest and would say to him, Jesus did this. Check me out. I was a former leper. Now I am clean. And that testimony, that silent testimony, would be in front of that priest for 7 days. According to Moses' law, when someone was healed from leprosy, the priest would have to take him over for 7 days. After 7 days, offerings would be given, and then the person would be allowed to go back to his family, back into society, back to his homeland. All part of the ceremonial law. And these priests who hated Jesus would have to acknowledge this was done by Jesus of Nazareth. The cleansed leper, though, didn't obey Jesus' command. He couldn't. He was filled with such joy, such happiness. He had to tell everyone that he saw. And so we're told at the end of our text that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in the deserted places, and they came to him from every quarter. Perhaps the reason why Jesus told them not to do it happened exactly as he thought. Jesus couldn't walk anywhere without crowds massing around him, and so he had to stay out in the wilderness where people gathered to see him. Interesting, interesting Bible lesson that applies so very well to all of us this morning. We mentioned that leprosy carried with it the stigma of moral uncleanness, being punished by God. Well, every single one of us carries around in our body a common moral uncleanness too, and that is sin. The leprosy of sin that we receive when we were conceived in our mother's womb came from our father and our mother, and it separated us from God, led us to know that we're going to be damned in hell because of our sins. We too need to stand before our God and before each other and say, unclean. I am morally, I am spiritually unclean before my God and before all of you. And so are you. Unclean before God. And yet we know that we can cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And what an amazing thing we hear and we see. Our first 2 points this morning. Jesus is willing, and we have been cleansed. Jesus in his almighty power doesn't just condemn us and say, hey, shoot, go away. You go to hell. You're so sinful, I can't stand you in front of me. No, instead, he uses his mercy and his grace to wash us of all of our sins. We read in John, the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In Isaiah, we're told, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And the Lord, through the Apostle Paul in Ephesians, says that Jesus cleanses by the washing of water through his word. And this cleansing is offered to us in the gospel message. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news, tells us that Jesus is not only willing to do this, he has done this through his shed blood. Even as Jesus touched that leprous man and said, be cleansed, he touched us by taking our place. He took the leprosy of our sins and its consequences upon himself. And the Father looked upon him as being the greatest sinner of all the world. And then his righteousness flowed to us. The great exchange was given, our sins for Christ's righteousness. Do we really realize how amazing that is? Do we realize what an amazing gift Jesus has given to us? We're sinners from conception, sinners from birth. Every day, multitude of sins. And Jesus says, I'm willing to take your place. I'm willing to take your leprosy upon myself and to give you my righteousness so that you can live forever in heaven. Worse than the leper in our story, that leprosy would lead just to death. Our leprosy leads to damnation. The leprosy of sin separates us from God, assures us of everlasting damnation in hell. This man threw himself on the mercy of Jesus. He was cleansed, and he got back to live in society. We throw ourselves in the mercy of our Savior Jesus. We're cleansed of all of our sins, and the Lord says, now you can live forever with my Heavenly Father, face to face with him and me in heaven. Wow. That leads us to a third point. Testify about it. This man was told, don't tell anyone. But he couldn't help himself. He told all around. We're commanded just the opposite. Go and tell everyone. Jesus says, tell them I've washed you clean. Tell them I've cleansed you of your sins. Tell them I've died for you. Tell them I've taken your sins and given you my righteousness. Go into all the world and do that. Obedient, thankful living is the response of a cleansed, washed heart and soul. In the case of the leper, the first testimony was to the priest. He went to the priest, showed him his leprosy was gone, and he gave an offering. In our case, it's every Sunday morning as we come to church and we testify to our Savior and we sing songs of praise and bring our hearts and our offerings to thank Jesus for all that he has done for us. Then the testimony spread. We're told that this man went and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter. His life was changed forever. And so our testimony too will lead us to tell others. My life was changed through Jesus' shed blood. Your life has been changed forever. Tell others. And so, to you young adults, when you're at school, at work, out with your friends, do you show your life has been changed? Do you show that you've been cleansed from your leprosy? The way you talk, by your walk, your actions, your behavior? How do you sometimes show those white spots of leprous sin that you live by the way the world lives? And the way you talk, your selfishness, sexual sins, disobedience, rebellion, and so forth? Do we as older adults show to our friends and our fellow workers, our families, that we too have had our life changed? Our sin has been washed away, been cleansed by Jesus' shed blood, and tell them that that's who did it for us? Or do we sometimes let our leprous spots show and live like the world in the way we talk, in our cursing, the way we act, or in the way we behave, as if we never even knew we had a spiritual disease or knew it was taken away? Jesus commanded, go your way. And he said, show yourself as a testimony to them, meaning the priests. We have the good news of salvation to tell others. Everyone in this world is conceived and born in the leprosy of sin and is doomed to eternal death. But Christ has come to cleanse us from our leprosy, take it upon himself, and to give us everlasting life through his perfection. In Christ, we're cleansed and will live forever. Now, that's a testimony to give. What a message to tell. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds centered in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.